Welcome. You're about to embark on a journey of sound. A sound you can relate to, yet not one often highlighted in a state that boasts of 10,000 lakes and the call of a lonely loon floating across the still waters on a warm summer evening. The sound you'll hear today is the music that penetrates your very soul, the blues. I'm Mr. Jack, and I'll be your host and tour guide as we cruise the Minnesota blues world and the artists who share the healing power of this musical genre. You're listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack. Welcome aboard. Let's get this cruise underway. Our blues cruise takes us to Minnesota's twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul today to visit one of today's multi-talented and versatile musicians based out of this area, Joanne Parker. Joanne, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me and the listeners today.
You bet. I'm glad to be here.
You know, I saw a headline taken from 2016. It was a quote of yours that described your band at that time, which was Sweet Tea, in your album On the Rocks as indie blues, which I believe is a term that was coined by Richard Lamadue of Midnight Circus. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and so how would you describe indie blues?
I think indie is just a term for all of us who are just, well, let's go back for a second. I think that there's a lot of arguments in the blues world maybe about blues purism and that kind of thing. And so I think there's a lot of us who are doing blues now who incorporate a lot of different styles and things like that. And are just trying to get out and still do blues music. I think blues has always been indie, to tell you the truth. Blues has always been, it's never been a mainstream thing.
Oh, true.
So I think it really fits in a lot of ways. So we're just doing our thing. And okay. I think that's what Richard was getting at with that.
Yeah, he had a very good point. I as far as the stereotype of blues and so forth, and how he just kind of came up with that particular name, the indie blues thing, and I think it's really good because gives you kind of an extra foot in the door.
You know? Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I read also that your mother and your uncle were the ones who basically got you started at a very early age, playing piano at two. I think, or was it four? No, singing at
four.
Two and playing piano at four. Was there a particular genre of music that appealed to you more than others? Maybe not at two and four, but kind of as you're just growing up? Or was it kind of all over the board with variety?
I listened to a lot of different things, but I grew up in northern Wisconsin, and we were pretty limited as to our choices, radio-wise. So the radio itself that I listened to was country and classic rock a lot. And then my uncle had a very large music collection. He very eclectic taste, and I hung out with him a lot. And he really got me listening to Eric Clapton and Cream and Zeppelin and Deep Purple. I mean, but then also things like Emmylou Harris and Roseanne Cash. You know, just a lot of different things.
I love that. But
I think people always ask me about the blues influence. But that was definitely my first exposure was Zeppelin and Clapton. You know.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's just cool. I just love that your uncle had a eclectic bunch of music and that you actually listened to a lot of it. I'm a music instructor, or basically a guitar instructor and performance mentor, so to speak. And I'm always trying to introduce, you know, especially young people to music. And some of them will, you know, they love me enough to listen to it.
And yeah.
but it's hard. It's really hard today to get a younger generation to listen to some of that stuff, which I think is sad because they're missing out on some of the roots of where today's music has come from.
Well, if I can tell you a little story to give you a little hope, we don't play as a full band too much around Minneapolis anymore, but we have a few clubs that we still play, and we recently got booked downtown Minneapolis in the North Loop, which is the cool new section of town, mostly 25-year-olds and under in this bar. And so I was a little skeptical about us playing there because I didn't know what they were going to think of us. And we do, for the covers, I mean, we do mostly our own music, but the covers we do are usually old soul tunes. And I said, I'm going to sing a Smokey Robinson tune. And as I was singing it, there were four young women in front of me who do all the words, and we're singing along to Tracks of My Tears. So there is hope. There is hope for the future.
That's good to hear.
And the kids in this bar really, really love our music. So there is a little hope. And I always tell them, because I'm a music teacher too. That's what I went to school for. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't teach anymore, but I did. I always tell them, everything that you enjoy comes from the blues. It's the roots of all this music. So if you tell me you don't like it, and then I play a song for you, and you go, I like that song, I say, well, that's blues.
That's
good. They just don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I think they just don't know.
Well, I love that you instructed that, and that's what I do. I'm trying to teach the young people that there's more to it than just what they hear on Top 40 radio. That was a portion of my interview with musician-artist Joyanne Parker. We'll get back to our conversation in a few moments, but first let's hear some more cuts from Joyanne's album, On the Rocks. We started out our show today with the lead-off cut, You, and let's continue with What's Good for You, followed by Ain't Got Time to Cry, and then a cut entitled Jigsaw Heart. Joyanne Parker today on our Minnesota Blues Cruise.
Baby, I'm a constant trouble, bound to bring you down. Only thing I'm gonna do is drag your heart around. If you had any sense at all, you leave me good and fast. 'Cause I'm a tornado boy, I just can't help but destroy everything in my for your fooling around, and I ain't gonna let you push me down. I ain't gonna let you lie to me one more time, and I ain't got time. been a year since you made me leave my home. Now all I got around here are lots of nights alone. It's all over, baby, you can keep your alibis, 'cause I ain't got time to cry. You better run fast, boy, don't bother looking back. That light over your shoulders, a train rolling down the track. You should have known better than to do me wrong. Well, you bet I'm furious, 'cause I've been scorned. You're through playing around with my heart. I'm gonna act nice, give you a running start. I'm all locked and loaded, no time for goodbyes, and you ain't got time to cry. Shame on me. Well, you better find another fool, 'cause I ain't gonna be no tears for what we had as I drive away tonight. And I ain't got time to cry. You better run fast, boy, don't bother looking back. That light over your shoulders, a train rolling down the track. You should have known better than to do me wrong. Well, you bet I'm furious, 'cause I've been scorned. Playing around with my heart. I'm gonna act nice, give you a running start. I'm all locked and loaded, no time for goodbyes, and you ain't got time to cry. No, you ain't got time to cry. No, you ain't got time to of a broken heart is one I know well, and I felt it many a time. But the pain of loving someone you can't help is its own kind of personal hell. Who can explain why we love who we love, or how a heart chooses its mate? Does the universe know of its stars align? Is it chance, or maybe it's fate? The fire inside me that then began burning will for you forever rage. I can't say what I should, 'cause you took my breath. I can't promise to love him, 'cause you stole my heart. I can't give him my life, 'cause my soul belongs to you. I'm not whole when we're apart. Oh, you hold the pieces that keep me unfinished. Oh, the pieces of my jigsaw. We're kept safe from sin. Well, only God knows the state of heart and the reason we do what we do. And only God knows just how hard I try, but I just can't stop loving you. Just can't stop loving you. I can't say my breath. I can't promise to love him, 'cause you stole my heart. I can't give him my life, 'cause my soul belongs to you. I'm not whole when we're apart. I can't say what I should, 'cause you took my breath.
Okay, so vocals and piano were your first instruments. So when did you pick up guitar?
Just a couple years ago. It'll be 3 years this summer. That's the first time I touched a guitar.
Wow. And did you just happen to pick up a Heritage? How did they get to endorse you?
No, I actually started on a Gretsch. I just kind of went on a play, and I started the Gretsch. And then I had a friend who had some connections to Kalamazoo, and my guitar player, Mark Lemoyne, plays a Gibson 335, mm-hmm. and I really loved that guitar. And so when I started looking more into Heritage and finding more about them and what they were about, and they learned more about me, I picked up the Heritage version of the Gibson. And then I played that for a while, and then they, like I said, as they got to know more about me, they decided to endorse me, and then they gave me I got my 150, which is a custom made guitar. So yeah.
Wonderful.
So I love them. After I had the first one, I knew I was hooked. They're really great guitars.
They're built really well and they sound well. I've got a friend that's got one and it's very nice guitar. So let's talk about your original songs. And actually, I'm just going to talk about a couple of songs on the Rocks CD, which that came out in 2015.
Yes.
I love the variety you have. That's a great album, just showcasing different styles. I mean, you go from the opener, which is You, which is just a nice kind of a funky rock, blues type of style, and then down to Either Way, which is, golly, that just grabbed me. That song is just so emotional. And anyway, so about songwriting, I'm curious, your original songs have so much depth and they're topics that people can relate to, which I think is really important to me especially in the blues world today, because a lot of the early blues stuff was, I don't know, the lyrics were a little, I mean, I love a lot of the older ones. I saw you on a video singing Sinner's Prayer. I think that's a great song. That was Lowell Fulsom, I believe. But some of them were just, kind of cheesy things, going to Memphis if I have to hike, going to Memphis if I have to ride a bike type of lyrics. But your lyrics are so, they're just stuff people can relate to. So let's talk about your writing process just a little bit. Like, where do you start?
Basically, I'm a storyteller. So, and I think that really is, if you look back at Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters, they're telling stories, they're telling stories about their life, basically, and about very basic things that people all relate to, which, money, relationships, sex, things that we all get at a very basic level. But, relationships are above all of that. It all has to do with relationships. So that's where I get my stories from.
Okay,
I incorporate some of my own stories, current or past, and then I'm a very good listener, and I'm a very good observer, and I look around me and listen to my friends and just people in restaurants or wherever, and watch their interactions, and I might even make it up,
Sure.
But it's important to me to have a story. I mean, like Bob Dylan's songs, they're all stories, He's a great storyteller, so I think that I had one reviewer actually on that record say, how many songs can you write about relationships? And I always say, all of them.
Yes.
I mean, all of them. Because that's what life's about.
Yes, exactly.
That's really important to me. I told somebody actually on one of my last interviews that I can't write Oh Baby lyrics. I can't. I've tried. I really have tried. Let's just go do a jam, and I can't. I just can't. Because it feels, not that I don't enjoy that once in a while, I just want to turn my brain off and have fun. But to me, it has to be real.
Yes.
And otherwise, I can't sing it. I can't sing it from my gut.
I understand. That's cool. You're listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. We'll be right back with more from Joanne Parker in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Much too late for me to do anything but just accept my fate like a damsel.
off my track. Thought I knew what I was thinking, now I'm rethinking that. Things that used to make sense, now I just don't understand. Never thought a girl like me could fuss a fuss for a man. This wasn't part of my plan, yeah.
Parker, and a cut entitled Hit Me Like a Train off her On the Rocks album from 2015. Hey, I had the privilege of talking with Joanne. Let's get back into that conversation.
You know,
right
seem
now.
To be really busy with a lot of gigs, just looking at your stuff lined up. And now, does your band, you say you don't teach anymore, you were a music teacher, but do you guys still work, or are you doing this full time, or...
We're working towards full time. I mean, the music business has changed so much that you almost have to work, to make some money because you don't make money from record sales like you do. I mean, we're making, what, 6 cents off spin on Spotify. So that's why it's so important people come out and support and buy the music that they love. But yeah, we all mostly work at least part time. I work part time as a legal assistant and then I take care of my kids. I mean, obviously, I'm a mom, so I've got two little kids. But all the guys are still working, and we all really love performing, and so we save up our vacation, and we stay out too late.
That's great. What advice would you give to some young aspiring musicians that would ask you what they need to do to pursue their passion?
Just don't stop. There's such a pressure to stop. Whether it's getting married and having kids or going to college or whatever, there's a lot of pressure from different sources that will say, what are you doing? Don't be dumb. Don't throw away your career. Don't throw away this or that, it's ridiculous. Don't stop. Keep it going however you can, if it really truly is what you were born to do. For me, this is what I was born to do. So I've tried stopping. There's several guys in my band who have tried stopping, and they can't. So, it's keeping a balance, obviously. I mean, if you have a family and whatnot, the people who love you will understand, because there's no way they can't see that in you. Because it is a gift. I mean, truly is a gift.
Yes.
Just like somebody who would be a surgeon or, whatever.
Yep. I totally agree.
It truly is a gift, and it makes the world a better place. So I think, I think there's a lot of pressure to stop. So just don't. Just keep going.
Do what you
do. It's
gonna
be hard.
Yeah. Do what you do. Be who you are. Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And it will not be easy, but you gotta keep going.
Oh, that's super. You know, a lot of people are just buying single songs versus CDs. Does that make it kind of tough to sell CDs anymore? Like on Spotify or iTunes and those such things. Are you finding that people are buying the albums or just singular songs?
CDs are more of a souvenir, I think, from shows and festivals than they are actual music. It's like, oh, I bought a CD and I had you sign it. You know, they get your autograph on it.
Sure.
So, you know, I think I just heard that Target is not going to sell CDs anymore either. So it really is kind of a dying thing.
Wow. Now, you being a diverse in your music, you've taken on different types of performances, such as, you know, in genres, such as your show commemorating Patsy Cline. How did you get into that?
Well, that's kind of always, I've always loved old country. Like I said, growing up in Wisconsin, just kind of always been there around me. And once I really delved into Patsy and her life, I realized that she's a blues singer. I mean, she's singing the blues. And then you look at, I'm a studier, you know, I really am. I want to know where things come from, why they're around, how they got to be what they are. So if you give me a topic, I will probably know all about it by the end of the day if it's interesting to me. Because I'm one of these people who just goes and can't stop. I get obsessive about it. So once I realized how close old school country are, blues are, I mean, it used to be all just called country. Before there were 800 genres. So it really is very close. And then I went, wow, Patsy and I have a lot in common, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as, you know, the stuff that she did to get her career going, and it's, you know, she was very trailblazing, and I just fell in love with her and her legacy and her music, and just kind of on a whim said, we should do a Patsy Cline tribute. And the guys in my band are already in, they play in another band that's kind of like an outlaw country band, so they love country music too.
Oh, super. So it's the same musicians, right? So same musicians are accompanying you on this as well?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
yep.
I just think that is so neat. And maybe that's another thing, you know, I try to tell, and it's not maybe, it is something I try to tell, you know, my students and young people or anybody that's into music is to be diversified, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's you know, why not sing different styles, play different things. And I mean, there's always one you're going to probably love the most, but you know, like you're saying, you know, you love all different types of music, and that's, to me, a musician is that way. That's the way we are. And I just think that's cool. And I also see you're doing a living room acoustic showcase show at the Anahata, is that what it's called? Anahata?
Yes.
Collaborative with Katie Vernon. How did you get in touch with Katie Vernon?
Well, I'm a member of the Minnesota Music Coalition. So it's all genres, all, you know, whoever wants to be in it is in it. And they do a really great job of connecting people. And so I actually caught up with a promoter, and she actually is organizing this, and that's her venue, and so she connected Katie and I, so this will be our first time together, so it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, it's another
way of me reaching out. Like, I've been really trying to expand my horizons in the last year or two and connect with other musicians and other, you know, people in other genres and things, because it's really a goal of mine, and I'm an educator at heart, so it's really a goal of mine to, you know, tell people about, like, hey, you like soul, you like R&B, you like blues, like, this is not, you know, you really do, let me show you. So it's fun for me to get in front of a totally different crowd, like the crowd who would come listen to Katie would probably never come to see me otherwise.
Wow.
So, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's just another, like I said, another way for me of branching out.
Super. So. I just think that is so cool. Here's some more from Joanne Parker and her album On the Rocks on Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack.
Sometimes the pain of this love is unbearable. Hits me in waves like the sea. In my mind I see your face and I hear your voice. You're like a hurricane slowly destroying me. You didn't ask for that kind of power. It was I that gave it to you. And it kills me that you have it so weak over me. But there's nothing I'm able to do. 'Cause I'm a fool, only hurting myself. I'm a fool, and I made my own hell by loving a man who's got somebody else. I'm a fool for you. How can I ever be sure of you when there's really no way you can prove that your love is real? You're committed to me when she's the one that you're. So I'll take whatever you give me, even though it's never enough. And the tears I cry are for the pieces of you I'll never be able to touch. And I'm a fool, only hurting myself. I'm a fool, and I've made my own hell by loving a man who's got somebody else. I'm a fool for you.
I'm a fool for you. I'm a fool, only hurt.
I took your love and I broke your heart in two. Never been no good, always been the trouble kind. You know I've never been no good, always been the trouble kind. I tried to warn you when we met, but you already made up your mind. I'm a force of nature, babe. Can't stop this train. Poison arrow to your heart and a bullet in your brain. Nothing you can do will save me. I was born to be alone. Pray the Lord above, have some mercy on my soul. Oh, baby, I've been so bad. I'm an evil-hearted woman and I don't deserve no good.
Changes through the years here, and oh, sure. As all do, and especially in Minnesota, if you live here and you're a musician, you work for a lot of people. There's not a lot of times where you're like the Rolling Stones anymore, where you have the five of you and that's it.
Right.
It's a lot of times the lead person and maybe like a core other person, and then whoever they get to back them up. And so there's a lot of people doing that. So I'm lucky enough to have Mark Lemoyne is my guitar player. He and I are business partners and co-writers and everything. So he and I are always together, which is a blessing to me because he is a large part of the sound. And okay. So if I'm around, he's around. But I've been lucky enough to be working with three other guys who have, I mostly get to play with them all the time. They have committed a lot to trying to be at all the shows. And
wonderful. Okay, now you have a new album coming out in April of 2018 called Hard to Love. Musically, how does this compare with your last album, On the Rocks?
Well, it's a lot. It's the same concept as far as you're not going to hear the same thing. You're gonna jump around a lot, mm-hmm. Genre-wise. I mean, it's all in the blues genre, but it's very. There's a lot of Memphis soul. There's a little bit of Motown. There's a little old school, like Robert Johnson-esque country blues. There's a big surprise at the end, just like there is on the first one. So, but it's very, very diverse. Again, similar but different. The band is just amazing on it. Production level has gone up a ton. So it's okay. it's a very, I'm proud of it. It's a good record.
Excellent. Well, we'll be talking to you again about when that comes out here and promoting that a little bit and talking about maybe the recording process and just about the songs themselves. I'd like to do that. So we'll be doing that. So, hey, I appreciate you talking with me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
This has been great. That was Joanne Parker from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. You can find out more about Joanne Parker, her band, how to obtain her CDs, and where she'll be performing next by checking out her website. That's at www.joanneparker.com. Here's one more cut off of Joanne Parker's On the Rocks album entitled Either Way. This is Mr. Jack for Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack. And until next time, I'll catch you later.
Such a simple question, what to say? Do you want me? I ask. Could go either way. Do you need me? I asked. He only turned away. Such a simple question. Could go in a whirlpool, going round and round and round, going down. And he ain't got nothing left to say. Such a simple question. Well, yes, I expect there was a time. could go